You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
Last night, Pipitia Madai hosted Tutira Mai, a relief concert for those affected by Cyclone Gabriel. The fundraiser was a success, raising $40,000 for relief efforts in the Hawke's Bay. I spoke to volunteer Lewis Johnson about the evening's kaupapa and his own experiences of volunteering in the aftermath of Cyclone Gabriel.
I just wanted to start by giving you the opportunity to give us a little bit of a whakapapa about yourself and where you stand in relation to the concert.
Kia ora whānau, ko Lewis Johnson tōku ingoa. No rongo mai wahine me te pēki whare ko kāwhingunu, me rongo whakātua hau. Auckland Relief concert just happened last night. Where did I stand on it? I was kind of just floating around, helping out here and there, trying to look slick in their t-shirts, but not really. And a few of the aunties put together the concert and did the organization, so I was just sort of helping out where I could.
But yeah. Awesome. Such a cool kaupapa. And you were actually on the ground after Cyclone Gabriel for a bit, helping out in the community. Can you tell us a bit what you saw, the aftermath and the effects of the cyclone?
My brother and I and our cousin from down here in Wellington drove up to our home in Oamahu, back to the marae. It's just out of Flaxmere in the Hawke's Bay. And the cyclone ripped through pretty hundies and the floods were pretty wild. It was because we've got our Ngarudoro Awa just by it. And luckily the marae was all good and everything was pretty safe there, but it was pretty dramatic after effects. The cemetery was all mucked up, silt everywhere, place stank.
Let's touch on a little bit of the efforts that were going in with relief and what kind of work you were doing up there as a volunteer.
Met some superheroes up there. It was pretty interesting to see how the community just comes out when they're in just dire need like that, in these emergency situations. And I met some superheroes, some of the local brothers, Rocco, King. These guys just like managing donations and helping people with generators and just moving and organizing stuff straight off the bat, straight after everything fizzed down a bit. And it's some hectic work, and these guys have been putting in the mahi. Real grateful for all of their mahi just straight away off the bat, working super hard. And it was pretty awesome. We went up, and the first job we did, said what's up, and I think within 10 minutes we're down the road delivering a portaloo to one of the aunties. And then just sort of throughout the rest of the trip, we're helping organize a lot of the donations because Oamahu was lucky enough to be just like a pack and save in the whare kai, full of clothes, non-perishable foods and fresh gummies. And it was just like a mean as experience.
That's awesome. And talking about those beautiful moments of humanity shining through destruction, and moving on to another instance of humanity, last night you had the Tūtira Mai Cyclone Relief Concert, kaupapa that you volunteered and helped organise. Do you just want to explain a little bit about the kaupapa, the people that were in support of it, and a little bit of how the night went?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Can't lie, we had to put together a hāngi and just the aunties really pulled it out with their creative musical friends, and they really had the links. Some of the awesome business aunties had the funding links, and then the creative aunties just got headliners like Troy King and Louis Baker. I was fortunate enough to dap out in the backstage and have a quick yanta, which was pretty slick. Felt very uncool, but it was a great time either way. And it was, had a bit of a sausage sizzle, selling some merch. And it was just a great night at Pipitia Marae.
That's awesome.
That's great music and trying to put some money together for a good cause.
And you mentioned the great acts, so it would be a bit remiss to not go through the list here. You had Troy Kingi, Lewis Baker, Arja, Mata TK, Aotearoa All-Stars, Cyan, Amber Holly, Kirsten Tirito, who is an auntie of yours,
yes.
Lisa Tomlins, Rachel Fraser, and DJ Jay Rasek, with MCs Kino Crystal and the Māori Sidesteps, Jamie McCaskill and Regan Taylor. Pretty cool lineup there. Were there any standouts for you that you really enjoyed seeing, or any interesting music acts that you weren't expecting?
Yeah, bro. I reckon they were all pretty awesome, and it was a great vibe all night. But Troy King and Louis Baker, bro, killed it. The aunties ripped it on the stage, and it was all mean, bro. Just such a good vibe. Troy King, he's actually huge, dude. He's a tall guy, but he's ripped. But
that's awesome. And you said that $40,000 raised for the kaupapa and for the relief effort is pretty amazing.
Yeah, nah, really proud of the whānau for sure.
And who were the major supporters financially in terms of, I know you had a couple of sponsors and backing. Was there anyone that you wanted to shout out or give some love to for their support?
Yeah, we had awesome funding from Te Tauira Whiri and Te Rūnanga o Ngāti Kahuminu ki Te Whanganui Atara. We had a lot of awesome, amazing help behind the scenes and heaps of people that just volunteered and dropped stuff even a day in advance or on the day, which was pretty awesome. Shout outs to Ngā Hauwhau, Paparārangi for the hangi. It was really awesome being part of that. And just had heaps of really cool Vic Uni students, our Māori tauira, helping out with the chairs, packing up to sit down, all of that. It was really awesome and grateful for everybody.
Such an amazing kaupapa. And just wanted to give you one more opportunity. Did you want to shout out anyone in particular, any friends or whānau that you have that you think deserve a little bit of love?
Shout outs to everyone. It was just such a mean time. And thank you for having me be a part of this. It's been awesome. We're just really grateful for everything, and shout outs to everyone.
And one last question. Do you have any idea how the funds will be used, or is there any way that people can further support the relief efforts?
The funds are going to be sent to Ngāti Kahuminu Iwi Inc. And that's going to be distributed across a lot of the marae throughout Hawke's Bay. So their move with that. Any relief is just hitting those links online, sending whatever you can, and spending whatever time you can in these places and these marae that may need some help. Or just if you think you can contribute anything, I'm sure marae and hapu around the North Island would just be stoked.
That was Lewis Johnson, volunteer for Tūtira Mai Relief Concert, a concert that raised $40,000 for relief in the Hawke's Bay. We're going on a little break now, but keep it on the beat.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.